You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. As we know, we are heading towards, we are hours away. Hours. About approximately 24 hours time, students will be heading to the classrooms to do SEA. I have two people on the line with me this morning. Good morning.
Hi, morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
All right. So we have Anthony and Adeola.
That's correct.
Anthony and Adeola. Anthony is a father and Adeola, of course, a mom. So we have Samora and Arian. The two children involved in question that will be taking SEA this morning, tomorrow morning, rather. So as we prep students for SEA, I want to start with Dad. You know, Dad, what was the experience like building up to preparing young Samora for this very, very important exam?
Well, I have to admit, it was a bit of a uphill struggle because at the end of the day, she was a bit nervous and the pressure of studying for SEA. Now, when they started off in Standard 4 and they heard about the exam, they didn't expect it to be this much pressure on them. Pressure, as I would say, they enter in a new chapter of their life. And this is the first major chapter, the first major obstacle that they have to overcome. So, I guess, in preparing for it, it was very rigorous. And this is where I have to say thank you to, for the support of my wife and the teachers, the former principal and the current principal, because everybody got involved in preparing not only my daughter, but all the kids.
Wow, that's incredible. So, your wife took the lead on that?
Yes.
In terms of prepping her. So how was she feeling this morning, your daughter, that is, in terms of, you know, as you mentioned, she went into form into Standard 4 and now she's about to do this first exam that will, you know, set the pace for what goes forward. And you know, how was she feeling this morning?
Well, this morning she's a bit more relaxed because as parents, we had to have the conversation with her and explain to her, yes, SEA is very important, but it's not the end of the world. There will be other opportunities, there are other stages in life that we'll have to go through, but just give it your all and do your best, and mommy and daddy would be proud of her no matter what.
Excellent. Mom, good morning to you, mommy.
Hi, morning, Davey. Sorry to hear about your headache.
Yeah. Well, wait, now you listening radio, this is already morning, you easy. Yeah, I have a terrible headache this morning, and I too have a son that is about to do SEA as well, so oh. I know the prep and how it goes. So mom, let's talk a little bit about Arian. How was she? Sure. We heard from Dad. Dad said mom pioneered and championed the cause in prepping young Samora.
Right.
What about you? What's happening on your end?
Well, we started preps in Standard 3. So we would have implemented lessons from Standard 3 straight to Standard 5. Right. She is a champion, you know, by birth. And she does her work well. So right now, she's still sleeping because she knows today is a rest day. You know, relax, don't talk about C, we're not doing anything concerning C, and you know, picking the correct lesson for a child is important because you want to know that she gets in that one-on-one and something holistic as well, something to boost your confidence, something to let you know that you are champion in your own right, you got this no matter what, you know. So preparations first began with picking the right person or the right lessons to help champion or bring out that inner champion in Arian. So that is where we started that journey from early in Standard 3.
Oh, you went as far back as Standard 3. So when we look at what is taking place, Dad, let's go back to Dad a little bit with Samora. When we look at what is happening, back in our time, you and Adeola could probably testify to this, I don't know. You remember the days when parents used to threaten children and say, if you don't pass your common entrance?
So true.
Dad, what was the experience like for you, you know? And how has that helped shape your mindset in terms of dealing with Samora?
I was terrified. I was after that exam, I was a wreck. I didn't know what to expect. I was just sitting waiting for results, and I will admit I didn't achieve the results that I wanted to achieve, but at the end of the day I made the best of it. And my parenting skills are a bit different this week, in this modern day, as it don't matter where your child end up, once they apply themselves, they would succeed in life. Because at the end of the day, I myself, I didn't go to the most prestigious schools, but I turned out well. So that's why I have the mentality with my daughter. After SCA, life goes on. At the end of the day, we want you to do your best, and we will still continue to work with her. And I would like that. I would like for all parents to probably adopt this mentality, because as you would see, life do not stop after SCA. And it's only as we became adults that we realized that, to be honest.
Mom, your experience when you did come an entrance, and how has that shaped you in terms of how you address your daughter, Ariane, in her season now?
For me, because again, it was coming entrance, as I said, was ABCD. You know, yes, he did the work, but some people were still in mini miny mo. And it is so different because, for me, the school I got, which was an excellent school, it wasn't even on my list of choices. So I didn't even know if, and it was better than what I had picked. So it's like, did I exceed expectations? I did. But I can't even remember at that time, like, what I would have done. But I know I would have made sure and get my work done, you know. But for them now, it's more strenuous because it's more critical thinking, and they don't have ABCD to choose from. So they actually have to put in that work to make sure they understand the concept, you know, and the different ways that you calculate.
Wait. What do you mean? We don't have no, I forget the word it is called. When they say ABC, multiple choice?
Multiple choice.
We don't have no multiple choice papers?
No, SCA assessment, which, you know, was introduced, I think, 2000 or so on, is strategy.
Serious?
Thinking, critical thinking, yeah. From first paper straight on, which is the creative writing and the mathematics and the language arts, there's no ABCD at all.
Wow. You
know? Yeah.
I'm feeling bad now, you know, because I didn't pay attention. You see, my children's mom, she pioneers and champions that cause. So yeah. I don't need to. And I'm not going to embarrass myself. I can't do the maths. I'm looking at those papers. Dad, how did you feel? Mom, were you able to do the maths? Did you go back to school?
I was learning. She was learning as well. Because the lessons allowed for that. You know, mommy's learning while... Because it's like, wait, how are you doing this again? And I sat with her and, oh, I saw the fractions, let's go again. Okay.
Yes, boy.
So I learned again, that, you know, to do this. So it's sometimes when we sit down with the teacher and we're correcting the work in the lessons, you know, I said, Miss, you sure this right? And she was telling me yes. And she showed me and I'm like, ooh, let me put my tail between my legs because this teacher knows what she's doing.
Well, I would hope she knows what she's doing. Eh? Dad, what about you? Did you feel like you was going back to school?
Well, I feel like because at the end of the day, only some of the stuff I was able to help her with, and then she will show me, no, daddy, is like this.
Yes, boy.
And, like, sit down, scratch on my head, and like I say, this is where I have to say a special thanks to the teachers, because the community that was that behind these kids, they were going above and beyond for us, because sometimes I would have to shoot a message into the group, or mommy would shoot a message into the group. Anybody, even the parents, anybody know the answer for this? Anybody know the working for this? And they would help, you know? So that's where the community came in.
You know, my pause raised because, back then, we knew 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 4, and we would say the times table in a particular format. Now I see is 1 + 1 is whatever, 2 × 1 this, and so it going on, you know, 1 × 3 is 3, 2 × 3, and they're going down a different format in the way in which they're saying it. I remember teaching my son's spellings. Is spellings coming in SCA? I was wondering. But I was teaching my son spellings. But as a father, this is me. My son gets 10 out of 10. Right? And I feeling proud. Okay, I was able to help him. Mother Carolyn, so I said, all right, I'll help him with the spelling. He passed. But guess what? Guess what? Where my error was? After he learned to spell the words and go in the school the next day and spell the words, if I come next week and ask him to spell it, no, he couldn't spell it. And then I recognize there's a format in which the teachers are teaching these kids now to spell the same words. They're breaking it up in syllables.
In syllables.
And spelling it a different way so it triggers memory. Rather than a cram, pass it and you're going to move on. You know? Mm-hmm. I big up all the teachers and mommies, especially moms. You see, you moms, dad, no offense to us, eh?
No.
None at all. Eh? But, moms, boy, hats off to you all, boy. Hats
Thank
off.
You.
I know a particular mom. She was doing CXC with her son because she's at home. First, the work is a lot. And he graduated over Hillview College. She said the work was so much that when they come home from school, and he reach home from school and she comes from work after 6 in the afternoon, She doing her homework, he doing homework. And she is literally writing thing, doing homework for him, helping him with this in order for him to finish so he could take a sleep to go to work, to go to school the next morning, you know.
And you'll find a lot of, and you'll find some parents doing that because they want to understand what they're teaching their kids also. You know, so they want to make sure they're teaching the kids the correct thing. So they will sit out, they will go to class too with the child, like after like evening classes. So when the child learning, they learning. So when they go home, they may be in a better position to explain it better to the child.
Wow.
So you'll find some parents using that as a mechanism.
What are you all doing right now outside of the pep talk to help your children? And I will start with you, Mom, to help your daughter to calm herself down. What are your plans today as she is prepping for this very important exam in a few hours?
Right, well, for Ariane, I asked her what she would like to do, and she says, Mommy, I want to go to the library. I have some books written. And then she would like to go probably Chuck E. Cheese in Westmore. So they go out to the library and then probably Chuck E. Cheese and then home.
But she ain't easy. She want to go, she ain't do the exam and then she want to go Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Dad, what about you? What is Mom and Dad planning to help young Samora to come?
So honestly, up until last night, they were doing studies. But today, she be giving her the day to relax and enjoy herself at home. Maybe watch some TV. I tell her, no YouTube. Stay off of YouTube. But at the end of the day, no, she'll just be home relaxing. Tomorrow we will do stuff. I don't want to do too much thing to throw her off because we're in a mindset right now. We're in game mode, you know? So right now she's just relaxing. And tomorrow is when the party will actually start after the exam.
After the exam.
Yes.
Now, win, lose, or draw, we're celebrating with our kids tomorrow, yeah?
Of course.
Eric is right.
And
even on the day when we get the results, we're going to celebrate with them. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to reiterate for probably the millionth time, I keep saying since the interview started, life doesn't end here. It's only beginning.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have our children terrified, as Dad, you mentioned, terrified when we did it, our parents, you know. But what about the bragging rights? What do you have to say to parents who want to, you know, have bragging rights? So when they go back to the office, they could tell this one when my child, because everybody and the dog want to know where your child passed for once they know your child doing SCA.
True.
You know, what would you say to parents when they, you know, their children are going in and people asking, you know, what school you put down, you know, and they, because parents get a bit nervous, you know, they want to boast, but then they are ashamed if their child in this and they're watching the next co-worker in the next cubicle, oh, child, what are your advice? And I'll start with you, Mom.
For me, sometimes you just keep it yourself. Like, you know, she wanted our schools to be a surprise. You know, you could let persons know that respectfully. And because sometimes you really don't want her to feel like, all right, I did not reach my goal. You know, if that is the case, so they don't feel incompetent or they don't feel like, okay, I made an error or I didn't do my best. You know, and I mean, to be honest, we're going with God. So we definitely going to let people know she can do all things through Christ, and this is what she wants to do, and keep her in prayer. And I letting everybody know, win, lose, or draw, I'm supporting my daughter 100% wherever she goes, because you know, you will grow where you're planted.
Well said, Dad.
So,
Dad, what about you? What advice you would lend to parents?
In terms of bragging, right? If somebody asks, I will have no problem saying whatever school my daughter passes for. At the end of the day, that is not their business, it's not their child, and it's her life.
Mm.
And from whatever school she passes for, it's just for us to guide her through and make sure we achieve the best that we could.
Guys, thank you so much for waking up early this morning. Somebody's now confirming to me that there is spelling in SEA. There is?
Yeah, in a different way, though. It's spelling grammar. So you read and you identify which word is spelled incorrectly, and you circle it, and then there's a space on the other side of the sentences where you write in the correct spelling of the word.
Really?
So it's not just 1 to 10. It's the man went to the barber, and if barber is spelled incorrectly, you have to circle barber and put the correct spelling of the word on a line provided.
Okay, somebody is saying good morning, Davey. Nice interview with the couple. I want people to know this is not husband and wife on the phone. And this is two separate parents. This is two separate parents. But technology has afforded us the opportunity to speak with both of them at the same time. Mom is one with her family. Dad is with his. They're two separate. Yeah. They're not together. This is not a family affair. But guys, thank you so much, you know, for sharing.
No problem. If you don't mind, tomorrow, I'd like to say good morning.
Thank you.
Hold on, mommy. Hold on, mom. Don't go yet. What you say, dad?
Tomorrow, I'd like to say hello, good morning to her teachers and her classmates, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Good morning.
Good morning, Samora. How are you?
Good. And you?
Well, I have a headache, Samora. I'm so anxious for you all tomorrow. How are you feeling this morning, Samora?
Well, this morning I'm feeling calm, but the past days was kind of anxious and back and forth.
But you seem to have great parents, you know, they're not bestowing that anxiety on you. So you think you're ready for it?
Yes.
I would have been fast to mind your business and ask you which school you're shooting for, but I don't want the whole of Trinidad to know. So we'll keep it a secret, all right?
Yes.
But let me ask you, in terms of your preparation, would you say that it was a difficult task for you preparing for this important exam?
Yes, it was.
What were some of the challenges you faced?
It was plenty work and other...
What about your classmates? Were they able to... Are you all grouping together, supporting each other? What is that? What about your classmates? Tell me about that.
We're grouping together and rooting for each other to pass for our first choices.
Well, just throw it out into the atmosphere, right? What are some, not yours, but just some of the first choices, in the class that you all were shooting for? Not yours in particular. Call a few of them so you wouldn't be able to identify which one is yours. Just say a few. At least three schools that you know some of your classmates you all were shooting for.
So some are shooting for St. Francois, Bishop's Anesti, Holy Name.
Beautiful.
St. Joseph Convent.
Beautiful, man. Well, Samora, I want to wish you all the best and all your classmates. And you can send a big, big shout out to your teacher this morning. A big hello to Miss or Sir. I'm not sure which one it is.
So I would like to give a big shout out to my teacher, my standard five teacher, Miss Shanice Charles.
All right. And what about mom and dad? Hug and kisses for mom and dad, no? Because them went to school with you. All right.
Yes.
All right, Samora, thank you so much for braving and chatting with us on Freedom. And Dad, again, thank you so much for waking up this morning and getting on the radio with us early, sharing your thoughts. All right.
Thank you for having us.
So take care. And Mom, good morning again. I know baby girl's still sleeping. So when she gets up.
She's good here. Morning, Davy.
Good morning, darling. Ariane, how are you?
I'm okay.
So let's talk to you quickly. You know, tell me about how you're feeling about getting ready for the exam tomorrow.
I say I feel confident.
You're confident. You're going to ace this thing. You're going to go through it. You're not feeling no nerves, anything like that.
No.
All right. What about the preparation? When you were preparing for the exam, were there any challenges that you had to face? Were there any subject that was a bit difficult for you that you had to study a bit more on? Which subject is giving you a little trouble that you feel you needed to work a little more on? Was it the math, the language?
The creative writing.
Ah, the creative writing. And what is creative writing again, for the benefit of those who don't know? What is the creative writing? What is it?
This gives you either a narrative or report, and you have to write an essay.
Oh, yeah. My son, have a problem with that too, boy. Funny enough, I have two sons. The bigger one is the storyteller, and the writer, and the smaller one is not. But I want to say, Ariane, good luck, all the best, and I wish that you get your first choice. All right, and all the other classmates. You want to say hello to your teacher this morning? You can call her name, shout her out, big on the radio.
Yes. Good morning, Miss Batiste.
Good morning, Miss Batiste. And I will do you the same dignity of not asking you your first choice because I don't want Trinidad and Tobago to know. But whatever it is, I wish you all the best. Okay?
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome, my darling. And to Mom, good job. And thank you so much for waking her up and letting her come on the radio and chat with us a little bit. Okay, Mommy?
That's not a problem, Davy. And when she passes for her first choice, by God's grace, we'll let you know.
But you have to let me know. As soon as she done do the test tomorrow, next week I call in all, you know, how the thing was, what they do over the weekend. I mean, I want to mind all your business. As soon as
definitely
she done. All right? Okay, yes, Ariane and Samora, have a good one, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.